Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to another episode of Bye Guys. Zach D'Amico.
You know what? Host it. I don't even care. I want you to. I'm in Jamaica mode, baby. Boy, Zach knows this all week. All week.
Are you going to Jamaica, Zach?
No.
Phoning it in.
Why aren't you going?
I'm not on the staff.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
It's staff and Kim only.
Kim's not going.
I want to see Zach come back
Kim's
with Jamaica hair beads.
Jesus
got my
Christ.
Back blown out.
Yeah, he's doing a twerk contest.
Yeah, no. It's a staff only trip. We're bringing 18 of our employees on Monday.
Significant others too?
No, just staff.
Louis vacay, no gal.
No gal. First time I've been in Jamaica without a gal.
What
in the
That's
history
huge.
Of Louis J. Gomez dumb?
Woo! He's on fire.
Louis J. Gomez.
Cock's gonna be on fire.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No,
here's the thing. Boy.
I told my girlfriend this because she doesn't trust me at all, and and I told her, she was like, I was like, there's no women in Jamaica that, I mean, there's women, but not the ones that I would want to have sex with. No offense to Jamaican people, but I don't want to. I'm sure there is hot Jamaican women out there.
There are.
You tell me you're not going to be having some like coconut drinks, you know, smoking some weed, and some fucking chick's going to come
up and
be like...
And you're not accounting for tourists?
Yeah, she's going to be like, hey, that Louis, I love it. You're a real ass dude. Come here. And
well, they're not at a resort.
Back, y'all.
Yeah, we're in a...
They're at a villa, so it's not going to be like running into tourists the whole time.
It's going to be... The only women there are Alex, who's taken by Harrington, who if I wanted to take Alex from Harrington, I could at any given moment. Uh-huh. I could just take her, but I choose not to. Let Harrington know that. And then there's also Natalie. This Natalie, producer Natalie, and uh-huh. Shannon. And is there any other women coming, or is that it?
Dylan.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Now it's a... What is the percentage chance that you're not in, Shannon?
85%.
That you're not in?
Mm-hmm.
Could a gal named Ian take her place?
You're not staff.
Mm-hmm.
He has staff infection.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Wow. So, yeah.
Shannon, what do you mean 85%? Are you kidding me? I called around yesterday to two different animal hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
So I
why?
Just...
She needs a checkup?
Fuck you, Shannon. Fuck you.
I feel like with Ian also being a cat person, he might be on my side with this as
what
well.
What happened?
So my cat was just diagnosed with diabetes.
Oh, I saw Zach trying to think of a cat person joke.
Your cat got the sugar.
He does. They call them sugar cats. But he's been in the hospital for 5 days over the past 2 weeks.
Ian, it's a black cat.
It's black and white.
I didn't know cats could get sickle cell.
No, no, I'm going to lose a paw.
So I'm picking him up from the vet today. He's been there for 3 days. And he's just been through so much that even to drop him off at an animal hospital to take care of him for 5 days so I could lay on a beach, I feel like it's selfish of me.
Shannon, it's a cat. Let me explain to you something about cats. They
don't
have no,
even start.
Shut the fuck up, Ian. Cats have no awareness of space or
that's
time or anything.
You're
they don't
not
know.
True.
They're just
not,
floating through life. They don't know what's going on. If you leave for a week, it's the same as leaving for 5 hours.
They have no true. Personality. You can't
shut
separate
the fuck up,
one
Josh.
Cat yeah. from the other.
Quit talking
you're...
about Lewis's
nah,
girlfriend.
Sometimes they get out. You gotta go looking for them.
You gotta shake some treats and get them to come back.
Doggy, look up facts about cats right now.
They're
Shannon.
Not funny.
Cats suck, dude.
Cats are fucking awful.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I bet
they're,
you that cats.
Cats really love to climb.
Because I.
He's on.
Listen.
You got the toothpick in and
sometimes,
everything.
Sometimes they get stuck in trees. That happened. So,
sometimes they scratch you and you have to pretend you were playing.
Sometimes they get passed around from owner to owner.
What the fuck was that, bro?
What?
That's a little too far, bro. Shannon. Shannon.
Yes.
Give me facts about cats. First of all, do cats, are they aware of time?
Are they, what are cats, animals aware are of time?
Dogs?
This is the point that I'm making.
Cats are aware of time in
Don't
relation to when they need up, up, up.
Ferrets
in
are the
relation
most...
to when they need to get fed.
Okay, ready?
Good.
So while cats can't tell the time from a clock.
Definitely not. By the way, I wrote this article.
they do have.
Well, cats.
Well, there goes the watch I was going to buy him.
Yeah. Cats also have a hard time reading.
They do have a general.
What about a digital clock?
It doesn't say which kind of clock.
Okay.
They do have a general sense of time. They keep track of when things usually happen and know full well if you're not sticking to their allotted mealtime or you've overslept.
That's.
Yeah, but it's because they're hungry. Yeah, their stomachs are going crazy.
Get somebody to feed this cat and give it a fucking injection. You're living your life like a psychopath.
He was just diagnosed.
I will say, if you get a cat sitter, that would be more kind than just putting him in.
Why
a
not? What if I pay for a person to come to your place and actually cat sit? If Harrington was fucking not coming on this trip, we'd have a cat sitter.
Harrington's going?
Yeah.
Here's the 15% of yes that I'm going is if my parents will come to my house and stay to watch them.
Why your parents? Why?
Because they know, like my cats know them, so they're not.
They know
be
how
scared.
To take care of dim-witted things.
No, cats are. They cats know are comfortable.
Cat has big fake tits.
Six big fake tits.
Cats are comfortable with people they know.
Now show them teeth.
Yes, 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 yes.
I think what Shannon also is saying, that if this cat is going to have this new routine of having to get the injections.
New poutine.
She wants.
What if you feed the cat exclusively poutine?
I'm sure that'll help the diabetes.
She wants the cat to be comfortable with her,
yes,
or someone it knows. It's going to have this scary new thing that happens.
Does your
day.
Dad know how to take it? I have a feeling your dad's going to strangle this cat.
No. My parents are animal lovers.
Don't you have like a neighbor or something?
If you can get your parents to do it, that would be way more humane than just putting it in a hospital.
Yes.
Why couldn't your parents do it?
So my dad is allergic to cats.
Oh. Shannon, you're not coming to Jamaica, you bitch.
Yeah.
Shannon, make him wear an N95.
I'm gonna be with my parents today.
Dad, a 95N.
When's D-Day? When do you find out if your parents can watch the cat?
Probably today, because I'm gonna see them today when I go to pick them
call
up.
Call them right now.
Call them.
Yeah,
call them on the air, please. Call them on the
no,
air, please.
No, because I wanna.
Can I act like the cat? Dad, no, I'm gonna put the cat on the
phone. It's a fat diabetic cat.
No, he's skinny now.
Because he's dying. I'm going to kill your cat, Shannon.
No,
don't you dare.
What's his name?
Little guy.
Little guy.
Oh, that's his name?
What a dumb name.
That's what
dog.
I call my
She's
cat.
She's so stupid.
I call my cat
that's
little guy.
Guy.
But he doesn't have a name.
That's little guy name. And other one.
No, Jax is the other one. Jax and little guy.
Like Jax Teller from Sons of Anarchy?
No, like Jax from Mortal
Galaxy.
Kombat.
Oh.
Like what?
Jax from Mortal Kombat.
From Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Shannon's going to name his ex-cat Aliukin.
This is Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
This is get over here.
And this is my dog, Fatality.
So I'm not happy to not be going if I'm not going. I've been looking
Shannon,
forward
this
to
is
it
a free
a lot.
Trip to Jamaica.
I know that.
So,
I'm bummed.
Fucking no. You obviously don't want to go to Jamaica.
And she knows here's what's going to happen.
That's not
she
true.
She knows under the Jamaican sun that I'm going to finally be able to break her down and get her to kiss me deep and passionately. This has been a long time coming.
I'm sure that'll make Natalie feel way better about the trip.
Natalie, how do you feel about that?
No, the other Natalie.
She doesn't care. She's not jealous of me, right? Natalie, she's cool. She's a lesbian. She doesn't want to have sex
with
me.
I don't give a
ooh,
fuck.
Maybe she just wants to have sex with Shannon.
Oh,
we're
damn.
Both of us.
Yes.
Threesome with Natalie and
yes,
Shannon. Okay.
We're going to have clam
That's
on
hot.
The beach.
You know what? I need deep fakes, me, Shannon, Natalie, threesomes. We're gonna give the winner of the best deep fake what do we give him?
Good luck getting
Shannon's
a picture
cat.
Of my face.
Good luck. I'll give you a pic. If you DM me, I'll get you a picture of her face. And do you, first of all, now you just dared them to get a picture of your face. Do you know how easily they can get a picture of your face?
I mean, unless they...
They can screenshot it from Paco's fucking...
Yeah, I know. It's trash.
Snuff
yeah, it's going to look like shit.
It's not going to look good, obviously. Oh, you don't want it to look good. If it was... let me ask you a question, Natalie. The better looking the deep fake, the more would it bother you?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
That's the way women think. Isn't that funny?
Because then it's more real.
Women thinking, yeah.
But it wouldn't... Like, if it was a deep fake, it wouldn't bother me at all. There's no level, no matter how real it looked.
Yeah, I wonder why it would bother a woman to think that their naked body is on the internet.
It's a deep fake, you dumb Bernie dickhead.
Some people don't know that it's a deep fake and think it's real.
No.
Nobody thinks the deep fakes. Like... They post them in the racist live chat during the whole show. They're great, by the way. Is this wrong? I encourage them to make deep fakes of my female friends. I'm just... time out right now. Natalie, is this wrong of me to do to my female friends?
Yes.
Technically, yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
I was going to say...
not so technically.
Ethically?
I don't think that... I don't care if fans think it's real. I care if, like, say, future employers think that it's real.
So you don't think you're going to be working here forever?
This is a stepping stone.
Why are you even coming to Jamaica, then, if you're just going to be working somewhere else?
I mean, I wouldn't put Dyke Natalie on your job applications.
Right, yeah, probably not.
What's your previous experience? I got called a dyke for 2 years.
At a racist podcast network.
Sexually harassed on a racist podcast network.
I was the resident they-them at a Nazi podcast network.
Now, here's the problem. Here's what's beautiful. And this was actually my doing, right? When Natalie first started, and we switched the producer roles here, right? We have a producer now, which is Shannon, and she sits there, and she's live producing, coming up with concepts, working with us during the show, looking things up. And Natalie is an engineer, so she's engineering the show, switching cameras, doing the technical side, running the board, right? So that's sort of the roles that they have. Mm-hmm. But I lied to them, and I said that I wanted them to be each sitting
this
on this side.
Oh.
No. I said, no. I didn't tell them the reason. The reason I really wanted Natalie to be over on that side, if you cut to Josh and whatever his name is, you get to see a clear shot of Natalie laughing at all of our debauchery.
Yes.
So I have just thousands of hours of footage of her cackling at racist shit,
yes.
Sexist shit.
Yes.
You got
shit.
It, dude.
She's not going to fucking get me. Are you kidding me?
You ain't finding another job.
You're right.
It's over.
Hostage situation.
You know what? We're going to dock your pay.
Whoa.
My pay?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just kidding. You're great, Natalie.
Thank you.
We love you.
Natalie rules.
So wait,
your chick's not jealous or upset that you're going to be in Jamaica unfettered.
Unfettered.
Hmm.
There's no women. I brought her to a villa. She knows what it is. There's big, fat Jamaican women.
Mm.
That like work there. There's like three of them, and they cook for you, and they're like motherly figures. They're old Jamaican ladies.
Do they know you by name at this point? I mean, I feel like
you've been in Jamaica. Well, I make them call me Massa, sir. That's what they think my name is, Massa.
Massa J. Gomez.
Massa J. Gomez.
Hi, Massa. I was on That 70s Show.
Finally, Lewis will have a mammy.
Hey, Massa J. You're cool enough.
I'm like, get to working, baby girl.
I got beans,
that's her.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, rams, hogs, dogs.
That's what we're coming in.
You name it.
That's what we're doing the whole as we walk through the
repeating Lewis's order.
Yes. It's gonna be wild. I started going over the food options with everybody. It's great, but there's no women there. There's no tourists there to like get lost in the eyes of. She has no concern at all about that, as she shouldn't. She should be more concerned to be going on
about
the road.
You here?
Yeah, be going on the road.
You existing?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to a comedy show, there's no women that come to my shows, but. More of a chance.
And the ones that do.
There's more of a chance. Yeah, the ones that come to my show, they're not great. Shout out to all the girls that come to my shows.
Here's a girl with a scar like Saget from Street Fighter and one tit. You're my boyfriend's favorite comedian.
That's the best at every show. The drunk girl that comes up, my boyfriend's too shy to talk to you. Dude. And he just waddles over.
Yeah, I appreciate all those ugly women that come out. They're sweet. They laugh hard.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh heartily. Let's do our plugs. Let's get our show going. We have a fucking great show today. It's a Friday show. I'm on Jamaican time, Bond. We got a little bit of a shorter show today, but that's okay. That's okay. You
he's
guys...
on, he's off the bumba cluck.
Let's get our plugs going. Josh Adam Myers, what do you got to plug, my friend?
JoshAdamMyers.com. Josh Adam Myers on all social media. I'm on the road. I'll be in. Plano, Texas this weekend, Philadelphia the following week, Arizona, a whole bunch of places. Go to joshadammyers.com for tickets and listen to my podcast, The 500, on all platforms.
That's right. Hi, everybody. IanFidance.com, iAnimal69 on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. I'm going to be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie February 11th and 12th. It's going to be a good old time. Come out, say hi. And every Thursday on the Gas Digital Network, 11 a.m. Bye, guys. My main man, Zach Amico. Episodes come out on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get podcasts. Tuesdays and every Thursday, Sopranos Prima Volta, Sopranos Watch Along podcast with me and Sam Roberts, youtube.com/notsam. We are on season 4.
It's a good
and,
season.
Dude, it
I just finished it.
Bro.
I just finished everything.
My jaw's on the floor. With everyone's like, the show gets better. I'm like, how? How can it possibly
get better? I'll tell you what doesn't get better.
No.
Cat diabetes. No. The final scene doesn't get better.
I've already heard. I'm going to witness it soon enough, but...
You've never watched Sopranos?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And Sam's seen it like 9 times over. So, and it's funny because people are loving it and they're getting more like, oh, I didn't see it that way before. So it's fun to see old and fresh
stuff. Yeah, it's a solid show. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Got a cartoon coming out in the next few weeks, and I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow, if you guys are in Hartford, Connecticut, Funny Bone, myself, Zach Amico, 21st, 22nd of January. Then I'll be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts next month with the great Zach Amico. That's right outside of Boston. And then also we have comics at Mohegan Sun. That's not up on the website, but that's going to happen as well. McGuire's in Long Island. Governor's in Long Island, March 25th to 26th. All right, that's enough for now. Texas is coming up. I got more stuff coming up. Texas, EMS Theater in Pennsylvania, just got moved back to June. Cuyahoga Falls, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Providence, Rhode Island. Co-host Music Hall in Albany. Glen Falls, New York, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Ontario, California, San Diego, California, Kansas City. All these dates are coming up, guys, right as the summer kicks off.
It is.
All throughout the spring and the summer.
Lewis
a lot of
J. Gomez takeover.
Smorgasbord, baby boy. Zach D'Amico is coming with me as many of these as he can. And it's going to be a lot of fun, dude. All the fucking... I'm loving doing stand-up right now. Yes. I'm the dirtiest comedian in the world.
Are you?
Yes. Yes. There's nobody dirtier than me. It's crazy. Big J is like a fucking teddy bear compared to me. It's dark. It's dirty. I mean, I walk about half the crowd.
Nice.
No, not really. I did make a girl cry this past weekend, though.
Really?
Where were you?
What happened?
I made two girls cry. Well, I almost made two girls cry. Oh, I'll tell you in a second. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP if you guys want instant access to the Gas Digital Network. You get the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Realize Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and my brand new show, Yo MMA Rap with the great Dave Smith. And also, guys, Skankfest Vegas. I'm so used to saying Skankfest South. Skankfest Vegas is happening October 14th through 16th.
Nice.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be down on Fremont Street at an incredible venue. If you guys want to come, get your pre-sale tickets. Pre-sale tickets are January 28th, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to skankfest.net. We're not announcing any of the lineups until April 1st, but you save $50 and you also get access to the kickoff party on Thursday night. You're not going to want to miss the kickoff party. We're doing shit that we've never done before, and we're only releasing 1,000 pre-sale tickets. So get them on January 28th. Do not wait. You will miss out. I promise you right now, Skankfest will sell out again. It gets better, it gets bigger, it sells out every year, and we're coming to Vegas this year. Could you imagine the amount of people that are saying they're coming for the first time?
How much Coke is going to be at that festival?
A lot of Coke.
A lot of Coke.
Jesus Christ. A lot of Coke, probably.
Dude, Skankfest South, amazing.
Yeah.
Best time.
It really was.
We're going to blow it out of the water.
I mean, the Brooklyn one was fun. You tapped into the festival. It's officially a festival. It doesn't just feel like we're stuck in one location. With what you had at Secret Group, it was perfect.
Well, you guys are going to see what the fuck's up once we go to Vegas. It's a whole other level.
Cannot wait.
All right, so what else is going on? That's it. That's all I got.
So how'd you make these?
Yeah, you made somebody cry.
They saw your act?
Made fun of her diabetic cat.
Well, the one woman I did make cry, but I told her. I have the video. Maybe
during
your
set.
Yeah, yeah. The one woman I told, like, she was just being crazy. She looked kind of like Gabby Petito. So that was, like, I kept going back to her about, and I kept on saying that her boyfriend should kill her. Like, that was, like, a kind of a through line that I kept
clever.
On going back to.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Callbacks are good.
Yeah, yeah. And the crowd loved it. And at one point, she was just kind of drunk and rambling. And I just saw, I was bugged. I said a couple things that actually bothered her. And I could just see. I was like, oh, now I've broken through. Like, she's actually getting pissed
you saw
now.
Blood.
And then what's great is, like, if you do stand-up comedy, like, it's very – people – this is why I never post, like, you know, destroying a heckler videos.
Because they're gay?
Because they're so gay. And they're just like, it's easy. It's not like, it's unfair. It's set up.
You have the microphone.
You have the microphone. You have the, if the audience is on your side, they hate that person for heckling. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is point that out. You literally have to say, oh, look, the audience hates you. And then the audience goes, oh, yeah. And it's just such cheesy, easy fucking shit. Mm-hmm. So, I don't post those videos. But that's when I started narrating what was going on. I was like, look, she's actually getting angry. And then the audience is like as I'm narrating her getting angry, she's getting more angry. And the audience is just like on the edge of their seat, loving it. They're like, yeah, get her, because they hate her. So it ended up, at one point, I ended up being like, listen to me. I'm going to move on from you, miss. But if I wanted to, I could make you cry right now. The audience dying laugh. Literally, you saw tears welling up in her eyes at that point. I was like, I'm not going to. Stop. You're not going to cry. You're not going to. Dude, it was.
Oh, my God.
It was beautiful. Then we became friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I love
that. And then the other girl I made cry because she was just a stupid bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And she was a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I started saying that she was worthless and that she shouldn't feel proud of herself for just being it. Like, inherently, if you're a teacher, you're some sort of good fucking person. You know how many teachers are out there that are fucking pedophiles? I didn't even say that part. I didn't even get there and that bitch cried.
You reminded her that she was gross.
Wow, you're the man, dude. Wow.
Dude,
hell yeah, Lewis.
Sometimes teachers got to know. The coffee that was made today is the worst shit I've ever tasted in my entire life. By the way.
Who made it?
I don't know. It is awful.
Are you trying to make Andrea cry now?
Is that Andrea? Did Andrea make that coffee?
She brought cookies that are fucking dope, though.
No, I already fucking told Andrea to stop bringing cookies because I'm keto and I can't eat cookies.
That's more of a you problem.
But I will say she does have a keto protein shake prepared for me every single day when I walk in.
That's nice.
She's a lunatic.
You don't think that that's nice?
I think it's nice. I'm just saying, like, at what point, you know, what's going to give? She's spending a lot of time and energy and money of her own. Like, we don't pay her extra money for these protein shakes. These things are pricey.
Mm.
She's cutting into her own money. Is this an investment towards the future?
Yeah,
is
but
it
do you
it?
Think that she's, like, preemptively doing that so that you don't have to yell to get it?
Do you think she just hawks a loogie in every one of them every day?
She's slowly poisoning you. Here, Lou, it's another.
My pleasure. What an idiot. It's your own money.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart as hell.
I think she's just pouring sugar into it to keep you from getting to be keto.
That's smart.
What if she's putting arsenic in it every day and she's killing me?
We can only hope.
Okay, guys, real quick, we must take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. I'll tell you right now, Yo Kratom has been supporting this show and all of the things that we do at Gas Digital for a long time, so you should be supporting them as well. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're already buying Kratom, why not buy it from the number one source of Kratom in the world, YoKratom.com?
Guys, you guys know Yo Kratom. They're the best. $60 a kilo. That means no more going to smoke shops or bodegas or creepy little hole in the walls and overpaying for your kratom. Get it delivered to your door. $60 a kilo. And I'll give you a big kiss on the lips.
Yeah, everything's going up. Gas prices, meat prices, milk prices, honey prices, toast prices, electronics prices.
Everything but kratom.
Wall prices, Zach prices. Zach costs more money today than he did a year ago. Everything's going up except for Kratom, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Okay, where were we? Why are you so mean to me, Ian?
It's because I love you.
I know you do. All right, so listen, Skankfest is happening in Fremont Street. We're talking about that.
Awesome.
If you guys don't know what Fremont Street is, it's where the freaks come out at night.
Most debaucherous part.
There was a video that's going around right now of a couple. This is the type of people you're going to get on Fremont Street. If you go to Fremont Street, and this is, and literally it's on Fremont Street. Skankfest will be, the venue's on Fremont Street. The address is Fremont Street.
All right. Can I tell you the problem with this?
What?
What was so great about Skankfest South is that it was contained. Everyone was fucked up in one area. Streets were blocked off. People couldn't wander and deal with like the locals and the townies of Houston. Mm. Integrating the two is going to be such a complete disaster.
Well, Ian, you don't understand how this is mapped out. Trust me, Lou is on top of this.
Yeah, it is all contained in one venue.
So it's not going to have Vegas freaks interacting with drunk. Unless you want to.
We might bring a couple in to make fun of.
We bring them on stage. And the venue itself is on Fremont Street. It's all. It's going to be like a lot.
So I was out there.
A lot of the hang area. The hang.
Not really.
A lot of the hang area is outdoors. God. All of the shows are indoors. Five showrooms. It's all contained in one area. It's really. Cool. It's the fucking perfect venue for it.
Nice.
But Fremont Street itself, there are freaks. Let's go to this video, Shannon. These are just two crazy people fighting on Fremont Street.
The Michael Jackson impersonator.
It's a Michael Jackson impersonator.
He just did the low kick. Get your ass down, player. Fuck your green shirt.
Dude. So now he's gonna transition into the Crippler crossface.
Is he MMA in him?
Watch. He's
sort
gonna
of. You tell the dude on top.
My cell phone's going off.
He doesn't know what he's doing, but he's done something.
He's a wrestler.
Oh, God. He's pulling his hair.
It looks like Bret Hart.
No, he's. Have you seen? He's a. If it's who I think it is, that guy's a pro wrestler too.
Oh, he's actually a pro wrestler.
He does a Michael Jackson gimmick and he does a moonwalk DDT.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Great.
Really?
Can we see
DDT? I'm pretty sure it's the same
guy.
Yes,
I have some footage of him wrestling.
Awesome!
Wow!
When I saw him, I'm like, yes. I know this guy.
He's in the fighting stance.
That's
though,
hilarious. Look at this guy.
Well,
it's not high
fight?
School wrestling. He was like, all right, round two.
Dude, how much does it take? It is Bill Engvall shirt.
Oh, dude, getting your ass kicked by Michael Jackson.
Coming in with Crouching Tiger.
Yeah, if it's the guy I think it is, he's had a viral video or two before.
I mean, if you don't know how to defend yourself on that level, how would you ever talk shit?
Pawing at each other?
Yeah, but like that's like it's not like if even if you're drunk, you saw the way that he moved, like he had no idea how to fight.
Yeah,
anybody.
That was like
how do you ever get like
that was
like,
all Michael Jackson.
Yeah. So, but how do you ever get to the point where you're
alcohol
in a confrontation with anybody?
Alcohol.
It's alcohol, dude. No, alcohol's causing problems.
You're drunk. You think you can beat everyone up?
It's just crazy.
And you're just sloshing around.
Yeah. Oh, let's see him wrestling. Shannon.
Okay. It's not letting me make it full screen, so I'll just show it to you here.
Oh, dude, I want to see it. Moonwalk DDT.
Oh, he's a badass, dude. Oh, this was unfair to that old drunk guy. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, a moonwalk DDT rules.
It's yeah.
Awesome, right?
Take you in, player.
Dude, a Michael Jackson.
And then his other finisher is he rapes a guy's kid.
Yeah.
Now spread your tussie. Let me look at it while I jerk off.
Dude, it's so funny. Josh,
the one wrestler that can't do Make-A-Wish.
Josh, you have the same problem that I have, which we can't do falsetto.
It's
it just sounds like, and it's painful. It's painful to try.
You can go.
Hello. My name is Michael Jackson.
I'm Michael Jackson.
No.
Yay, baby.
I am Michael Jackson. And I want to have sex with children.
Spread your tits.
That's legitimately me trying to do a falsetto.
No, it's not. You're fucking.
Try to sing a Coldplay song. Like, that's the ultimate test. If you can hit, like,
when you try,
when you try your best, but you don't succeed.
You sound like a broken harmonica.
You sound like somebody kicked your windpipe.
You sound like me breathing.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want to try to sing that Coldplay song?
Sure, I'll try. I don't even know how it goes. When you try.
I have the karaoke version.
Yeah, let's see it, Shannon.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
You lose.
When you get what you want, but not what you need.
Dude, you're hitting like three octaves right there.
When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep.
Stuck in reverse.
Yuck.
Yuck. You.
And the tears come streaming down your face.
Well, this sounds like you're auditioning to be Mr. Doubtfire.
You're doing it right. When you lose something, you can't replace.
Kenny, yeah, you do with your little fucking fishy falsetto.
When you love someone, but it goes to waste. Oh, see? Fuck you, dude.
Kazaki.
God damn you.
Could it be worse?
Yes.
It could. Listen to
me. This is the hard part. Lewis, you should take this. You know this.
Lights will guide you home.
I don't know this song.
I don't know this song at all.
You don't know this?
Yeah. Nope.
No. No, Josh, we're not gay.
All right, well. I'm out, guys. That's it. I'm gay. It's official.
Prove it.
All right, so
suck me.
All right, so this is an interesting story. I've heard for a long time about like dolphin pussies being like
super wet.
And now I'm going to find out in Jamaica.
This is the purpose
Lewis
of this trip.
Lewis has been doing reconnaissance.
I'll do the worst saying. Podcast ever.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you're so funny. Be like listening to The Bonfire.
Josh, did you just say this is the porpoise of this trip?
Yeah.
You said porpoise?
Yeah.
Thank you. That was delightful.
Yes. Sorry, I stepped on that.
That was great. No, I love it. The dolphin vagina, I've heard for a long time.
From inside sources.
Word on the street.
Is a human-like pussy.
What?
Have you not heard this?
No.
Have you not heard this?
I've always just heard... dolphins are very dolphin-like.
That's also true.
I heard the dolphins rape people.
I heard that they rape people too.
They call them the Puerto Ricans of the sea.
But have you heard anything about dolphin pussy?
I mean, besides that they're very sexual, ow, but that's it.
Can we see it? Oh, all right. First of all, the doctor said this: female dolphins have a clitoris similar to humans.
Oh yeah, aren't dolphins the only?
Fuck for pleasure, yeah.
Yes.
They fuck for pleasure.
Yeah, they'll also have sex like outside of breeding season, so they do it for like social purposes as well.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
Here, I have a
come
picture.
On my face.
I have a picture of a dolphin vagina.
Lewis does.
Oh my
like
gosh. That's fuckable.
Wait, let me put my glasses on.
That's an actual pussy, dude.
What?
That's nicer than some pussies that I've seen.
I mean.
Oh my god.
It's contained.
The novel genital Cecile Pepiloma and the free-ranging Atlantic bottlenose dolphin. Wow.
Do dolphins have dicks?
How do they see a dolphin dick? I want to see a dolphin dick.
What if it's just a big rod?
Do dolphins have hogs?
It's a big, thick, meaty hog.
That dolphin's so hung.
Let's see a dolphin dick.
Whoa! Hell
yeah. That looks like an uncircumcised fucking...
Oh, it's so pointy.
Tonight on OnlyFans, she takes a dolphin dick.
Doggy, that is a slimy ass.
and it's got a foreskin, too.
Would you rather eat out a dolphin or suck a dolphin dick?
I would lick that dolphin's pussy in a heartbeat. If I was in the morning, I could be convinced to eat a dolphin's pussy.
No, in the morning?
Yeah, why in the morning?
When you're all worked up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You eat pussy in the morning?
Pussy in the morning, pussy in the evening, pussy in supper time.
Pussy's on a bagel.
Pussy's on a dolphin. You can have pussy anytime.
It is the chicken of the sea.
Yeah, dude. If I had a female dolphin, when I was 10.
It sounds like a cut Disney song.
Let me say this right now.
If I had a female dolphin.
I would eat its pussy.
If when I was 10 years old, if I had a female dolphin and I saw that pussy, I could have easily fallen into a fucking a dolphin
you
trap.
You wouldn't be able to catch the dolphin to fuck it.
First of all,
it's his dolphin.
It's my dolphin. It's trained.
No, but it looked like it has to open a flap, which means you have to seduce it. You got to get the dolphin
I'm
horned
sure
up.
There's some sort of thing you rub.
I think they're always horny, dude. Dolphins
That's
are fucking
their secret,
for pleasure,
like the Hulk.
You think you could horn up a dolphin to fuck it?
I think that...
What would you say to it?
Here's the thing. I think that I could... dolphins, how long can they live out of the water? I know that they're mammals, right? You can't just take a dolphin, slap it on the earth and go, all right, you're alive now, right? That shit'll die eventually. It needs water too.
It's not a mermaid.
Fuck face. I know it's not gonna grow legs, you dickhead.
Mermaids don't grow legs, dickhead.
Mermaids aren't real, dickhead.
Don't tell me that.
Listen.
If they're kept wet.
Oh, hold on. Our expert mermaidologist.
I'm answering your question about dolphins.
Reporting from Atlantis.
What's that? You want to be part of my world?
No. What I'm saying is, if you took a dolphin and took it out of the water, does it? I know it's a.
This is what I'm answering.
It's a mammal. Oh, we're thinking, Shannon. You're not going to give us a definitive answer yet. Let's vote on this. We have a whole other game around dolphin pussies we're about to play. Don't you worry, boys.
Yeah,
I think you got to spray it down, like when Mo had all the killer whales behind the bar.
Yeah.
You just gotta keep it. Yeah, you gotta keep it.
Does it die though? What happens if a whale becomes beached? It dies, right?
Yes.
Why though?
Because it
can't breathe.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it can breathe. I just think it needs the water.
It breathes underwater.
The water does something.
It breathes underwater.
No, dude, it's a fucking. It comes up for air. The reason it has the hole on top is because it dives down for a while. It can hold its breath for a really long time. It's like David Blaine, and then it fucking comes back up. Yeah, dude, it comes back.
They
up.
They are half black, half white.
Yeah, dude, and it comes back up to breathe.
The Lady Kravitz of the sea.
It opens up its holes, and then it goes back down and dives down for hours at a time. But it needs the air.
It doesn't suck up enough air.
I think it eats. I think it would starve.
It
That's
eats
the problem.
The air.
No, it eats
well,
fish.
We should ask our expert mammalogist to find out, because we have somebody that can. How long can a dolphin and whale survive after one breath of oxygen?
So,
mammalogist.
A dolphin can live out of water for several hours if they're kept wet and cool. One of the biggest.
If I'm fucking it, it's gonna be wet and cool, baby. Don't you worry about it.
One of the.
Woo!
One of the.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, my face.
Gotta keep it wet. Yeah.
Deeper.
I know you guys aren't doing Christine on purpose.
One of the biggest dangers to the dolphin being out of water is their inability to regulate their body temperature.
They can't regulate their body temperature. Here's what I would do. Ready? Here's what I would do. If I want to fuck this dolphin, because it's my dolphin, right?
Yeah.
I'll do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I take this dolphin.
It's like a wife.
I take this dolphin. Take it out of the tank, right? Uh-huh. I throw it on the grass. Now listen, hold on. I give it like 2 hours until it's really like weak, right? Uh-huh. It's in a very, very weakened state. Then I mount that shit. I fuck the shit out of it. Come inside of it. Throw it back in the tank. Start swimming around.
I think you were molested while you watched Ace Ventura. Is he searching for dolphins?
Dougie, do you understand? Like that's you could fuck a dolphin because the thing is in the water. I've swam with dolphins. I don't know if you guys have ever done this. And also in Jamaica, Shannon, if you come to Jamaica, I will pay for your swimming with dolphins as well.
I would love to swim with
I
dolphins.
Know you'd love to swim with dolphins because you're a mermologist. It's the closest you'll ever be to a real live mermaid.
Yeah.
I'll pay for your swim with the dolphins. It's an expensive little expenditure.
I would love to do it. I'm not going because I don't want to go.
Dolphin over cat all day long.
Why don't you bring your cat?
You can't get that through
they
customs.
They kill animals on planes all the time. Like
what?
You put
it by your foot.
Animal.
No, you put it. You get up. You get a. You pay
yeah,
the $200.
Put it underneath.
No,
yeah,
Shannon.
You pay, but yeah,
you pay $200.
Shannon.
You get a little case and you put it by your feet. A cat can't be that big.
I'll
so
let you. I'll
underneath.
Let you bring the cat, but there are beach dogs that might kill your cat.
Oh my God.
Those are Jamaicans, Lewis. Hey, my lunch, jerk kitty cat.
That's what Lewis is going to do after he fucks a dolphin.
jerk cat.
Here's the thing: you're not going to be able to fuck a dolphin in the water, unless this dolphin really wants to fuck you. Dolphins, let me explain to you something.
And that's their territory.
I mean, they can literally swim circles around you.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, it is.
It's like trying to fight a black guy on a bus.
Have you ever?
It's their natural habitat.
Have you ever swam with a dolphin? I bet Josh has. That's some Josh.
I've never
look
done
it up.
It.
Dolphins rape people.
Hold on, yeah, we're not on that yet, Ian. I'm in the middle of a speech about having to fuck a dolphin.
Sorry, I thought we were talking about our wishes.
Can we get some dolphin speech fucking music, please?
Jesus Christ!
You need bed music for this.
So you don't understand, okay? You've never swam with a dolphin, Ian.
Mm-mm.
You never have, Zach.
No, whales don't swim with dolphins. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That dolphin.
Dolphins don't swim with faggots.
It is a giant muscle.
Touché.
It is a giant muscle. Like you have no idea how you strong grab. You grab the fin, right, and it's like it's gonna pull you like out, and they just go. It's like you're not even touching them, and you feel how strong, and they're going slow. It is. They're such a powerful beast.
Mm.
Okay, it is crazy.
And you think you could wrangle one to fuck it?
No, I'm gonna get.
He needs to weaken it.
Yes, I'm going to get one of. There's gonna be two straps that go underneath its body. I swim it over to it. I go lift. They lift it out of the water. Okay, flipping right. We dump it right on the fucking grass.
Give it about 2 hours. Let it get weak.
2 hours. Weak as fuck, dude. I give no water. Just maybe splash a little bit on its face.
Dude, you got. What are you using for lube? I mean, is the dolphin pussy stay wet?
No, dude, I'm gonna get some Astro Glide.
Dude, dry dolphin pussy would smell so bad.
Oh,
you're not thinking of the smells,
dude. What if it doesn't? What if it doesn't smell like fish? It smells like human. Hell yeah.
Dude, you wouldn't be able to get hard because of the smell.
I promise you, I'd be able to get hard.
Yeah, I was gonna say that has never been an issue before.
Fucking blue chew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that. What color is the ocean?
Blue.
Let's go. I love it. So yeah, maybe we'll do that. Maybe I'll try to. Maybe, but how much is a dolphin?
At least like 25.
To rent it out?
No, it's at least like 20, 30 grand. Probably the price of like
you have to own your dolphin, and you can't get. I mean, it's going to be hard to get caught fucking your dolphin. Because they can't tell
people
anybody.
People fuck dolphins. Wasn't there like a swim instructor or whatever that fucked a dolphin?
Yes.
Natalie?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a whole documentary about it. And she, there was one woman that.
She?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, she took the dick.
There was.
Oh, God.
It was like a facility where
she fell
they
in
were
in love with the dolphins.
Yes.
They were up to their waist in water yes. every day.
I'm
it was
in
like
love
a house.
With a porpoise.
And the dolphin fell in love with her and she would jerk it off.
Really?
I didn't see that she admitted to it, but it was suggested that she definitely was having sex with the dolphin.
Yeah, because it was like a habitat. So, like, you would be in the research facility, like, up to your waist in water.
Uh-huh.
And the one dolphin was, like, her boyfriend. And it's highly suggested that, like, it would come up to her for, like, a jacking.
This is a documentary?
Yeah, this is, like, a known thing.
Because
yeah.
One of the best documentaries I've ever seen, if you guys have watched it, it's called Zoo. Have you ever seen it
about the
group of guys that were fucking horses?
Mr. Hands,
and it's like it's not like the subject matter is disgusting, but it's like one of the most.
Do they show the Mr. Hands video?
They show it like it's weird. They kind of like blur it out,
but
they
can hear it.
Oh, it is. They interview the real people, and it's one of the most beautifully shot documentaries I've ever. It's almost like Kubrick made it.
Wow,
it's fucking great. So if this one's like it, I'm looking for another animal fucking doc to watch.
By the way, they cost $100,000 to $130,000.
You got that money, dude?
Woo.
Come on, man! After Skankfest Vegas,
not expendable like that, but I could probably come up with that money if I really needed.
You go to the bank.
If I really needed to come up with it.
I have a 5-point presentation of why I need a dolphin.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not like I couldn't just go right now and buy a dolphin. It would create some problems in my life.
You put on layaway,
but I could get a dolphin. I mean, it's way less expensive than I thought. I thought it was going to be a cool $250,000 for a dolphin.
It's going to be some raggedy-ass dolphin for $100,000.
How much is a dolphin tank?
But you can't fucking.
Hold on, I
got to
find out how much a dolphin.
You need a smaller dolphin.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, smart.
You're
dude.
A fucking asshole.
You got groomed that dolphin from birth. Man.
Obviously, a baby dolphin is going to be cheaper than a full grown dolphin anyway. It goes by the pound, probably.
Yeah, I'm helping you out.
How much is a baby dolphin? And also, do I need a pool? That's actually pretty cool because I get a pool
it's
and a dolphin. Yeah, but the dolphin's going
to
outgrow the bathtub.
So when you
can you do chlorine? I was going to have to have a saltwater pool. Bring them to Equinox. That'd be dope. How much is it to house and grow your own dolphin for the
How
sake
much is
of fucking?
It that we're going to keep talking about.
Shut the fuck up, Ian. I still have another game we're about to play.
Okay.
All right, new segment.
Turtles suck dick.
How much longer between this bit becomes reality?
So you guys played the Guess the Butthole.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Guess the Blowhole.
Now it's Guess the Animal's Pussy.
Well, guess what animal
guess
it is.
Guess what animal wow. it is, based off their pussy.
Real quick, it costs about $300,000 a year to take care of a dolphin.
Wow. See, it's not, yeah, dude, it's not
That's
even...
why you wine them, dine them, dick them, dump them.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You need a whole year.
Shannon, let's see. It's guess the pussy of the animal.
Can you eat dolphin?
No, not
I
legally.
I think people do all the time, by accident. They get caught in tuna nets.
Tuna is way bigger than you think. You think a tuna is going to be like...
Yeah, no, tuna are fucking huge.
You know how big a tuna is?
That's why they call it, when you get a lot of cash, a big tuna.
Yeah. Well, do you know how big a tuna is?
Yeah. It's huge.
How big? Show me with your hands.
This big.
Even bigger.
Even fucking, bigger, yeah, dude.
That's
size
like
of this
minimum.
Table.
Yeah.
You're doing like the width of it.
Yeah, dude, they're like that fat, dude.
They're fucking huge.
They're huge.
Look at that tuna.
That's a big-ass tuna right there.
Say about 500 to 550 pounds.
No, that's a massive tuna. That's a particular tuna. Not each tuna is not that big, Shannon. I caught a tuna that was
They make smaller tuna.
I caught a tuna that was a little bitch.
Okay, it's like a bluefin.
Yeah, wow. That was delicious.
So that nerd.
It's lab. Actually, the fish are disgusting looking. They're such weird looking creatures, but they're so delicious. Mm. Do you like fishing, Ian?
Love it.
Have you gone fishing?
Love fishing.
We should go on a fishing trip.
Dude, I would love... Yo, if you get a charter boat that they go to specific areas...
I charter a boat, me personally?
Where they know where fish are so you can just reel them in. Dude, you go down to Maryland, go rock fishing. Oh, my God.
Dude, we
catch so many rocks.
Dude, I would love to go. I love fishing. Holy fuck, that would be so fun.
Let's go fishing. Let's go on a real ass fishing trip.
Dude, I would love
it. Zach,
this.
You look like you that should be on a fishing boat.
A fucking
just
blast.
Living your life.
I hate fishing.
Dude,
hate
ripping fishing. Butts on the boat.
Dude,
woo!
We're going to be fucking each other.
Yeah.
We're fucking scaring the fish away.
They'll come back. Yes, you and me on a boat, fishing and fucking. Let's do it.
Ripping each other's butts.
Did you catch any fish? Yeah, we threw them back. Anyway,
Shannon, can we see the first animal's pussy? Let's see if we can guess what type of animal this is.
1 second.
Now, can we get some pussy music? What's a good pussy song? A song about pussies.
How about sexy music?
No,
ooh,
not sexy.
Wet ass pussy.
No, wet ass pussy is a good one. No, not just the sexy music. Come on, guys, use your imagination here. What are different songs about pussies?
Wet ass pussy. Yeah. I don't know, the real ass theme song?
No, there's other... What?
Natalie said, "My neck, my back,
my pussy, and my crack." Yeah, play that one.
Akinelli,
put it in your mouth,
My motherfucking
lick it, you can flip it, you can taste it. Talking every drip, drop, don't you waste it. Enough to fill your cup. Finger licking.
Let me smell your dick. Pop that song. Oh my God, that's a dog, baby. Ugh. What are we doing?
I'm going to go deer.
Like, why is the asshole below? First of all, clean your butthole.
The asshole is above.
This could be upside down. I think this is upside down.
Well, no. This is what I'm saying. I thought the sideways line was the asshole. Above it was the pussy because it's pink. But we're just imagining the way pussies look in our mind. That's probably, you're right. That's probably an asshole.
I can't look at this.
And that's a little
that
sideways
long.
Pussy. I would say a deer as well. And I'm just going based off of the little poofy. That's if you shoot in a, that looks like the backside of a deer.
That looks like the Grinch's face.
It looks like a shaggy dog.
It looks like Paul, our intern. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm going deer.
I'm going with the deer.
I'm going dog.
By the way, and also so you guys know, antelope, elk, all that shit are deer. So don't fucking try to pull out some other shit. That's all in the deer category.
I don't think it's dog, judging by the hair.
No, I've seen dog's assholes. That's not a dog's asshole.
Definitely like some sort of a forest animal. I guess I'll go deer. Just
and there's
that,
a gate right there. Look, like this is behind a gate.
No, I'm going to go goat.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I'm going goat.
That's the goat pussy.
Guess was
the
dog.
Greatest pussy of all time.
Straight up goat puss.
Yeah, that goat puss is bad.
What are we saying?
Okay, ready for the answer?
Let's see.
I don't have the picture of it because I just have vagina pictures, but it is a tiger.
What?
Whoa.
Tiger pussy.
Tiger pussy.
You know what they say about tiger pussy?
What?
It's great.
You should have pulled out. We should have had pictures that we could pull out.
That they don't exist.
Oh,
just show us the animal.
Oh, by the way, I'm searching, it was all memes that came up. It was hard to find
just
straight
up,
vagina
he's
pictures.
Right, just pull up a different picture of a different tiger.
This computer, the government, if they ever see your search fucking catalog, look up.
Nobody got tiger. Wow. No points on the board. All right, let's go to the next animal, Shannon, and just have the animal ready to go. Another of the image, a different version of that.
Hold on one second.
What?
Just
pussy in general?
Yeah, that's how he reacts.
Yeah, yeah. Animal cocks.
Ew. We should do cocks next.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Ugh. Okay.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh, is there poop in there?
I'm going cow.
I'm going dog.
Is that
You keep saying it's not a dog pussy, dude.
Is that Karen Fian's butthole?
Oh, great. Now we all know $7.99 now.
No, we were talking about that, not what's on your upper lip.
Oh, hey.
Just touch bitches right there.
I might be a cow.
I'm not like I know, but that's cow puss.
That's cow puss. I'm going back with a deer again. They're all deer until I hit deer.
What if it's a camel?
Nah, dude.
A camel toe?
Whoa!
I'm going llama.
Llama drama.
Llama drama for you. Llama.
Everyone has their guesses in.
Yeah.
Survey says
kangaroo.
Nah, that makes sense.
Talk about another pal.
Natalie, you should put on the song 3.14 by Bloodhound Gang if we're gonna do a pussy song.
Wow, kangaroo. No one saw that coming.
No one saw coming. Kangaroo coming.
We thought we were staying within the continental United States pussy of animals.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were not talking about marsupials.
Yeah, yeah, international Shannon. Animal puss.
Damn. I knew kangaroo's box, but I never saw a kangaroo box.
This is an American podcast. I want American animal pussies.
You can't spell marsupial without my pussy, yo.
That's the show, folks.
I just want to tell you in advance, this next one appears to not be a vagina, but it said it was a vagina when I Googled it.
Why are you showing us selfies?
It better just be a picture of Ian.
Ooh, look at that fat. Fucking
said it was
fat,
a vagina.
Fat little clit.
Fat meaty puss. Yo, peel back the fur.
I'm gonna say a rabbit. That's why they fuck so much, because they got those big fucking delicious clit right there.
I can't believe we're doing this.
I bet that's a pig.
That pig makes pussy? Sense. I keep thinking of the abominable snowman from the claymation.
Yeah.
That's a pig, baby.
You know what? Pig makes sense to me. Yep. I'm going pig too.
It's pig. Pig puss.
It's a pink pig puss.
Did you guess, Lewis?
I did. I guessed a
deer.
What did I guess? Rabbit.
A rabbit.
Okay. It is a monkey.
Ooh.
What?
A monkey pussy.
Yep.
Wow.
We do not know our animal cunts.
No. Nobody has any points.
Nobody.
That's a
good sign.
All right, let's try one more.
That's all that I have. It was really hard to find animal
you
vaginas.
You only find three animal pussies?
Yes. So many.
All
so
right,
many
let's go through things. Lewis's phone.
Bye, guys.
Right here is an open mic pussy.
This is what we call a split feature.
If you give me 5 seconds, I'll get one more.
Right here's a funny in 5 years, pussy.
Got it, Ian. Keep going, bro. Keep going, bro. Crossing the line today, bro. All right, so whatever, Shannon, it doesn't matter. We'll move on.
All right, I have here. Here's one more. I just don't have the real animal picture.
Oh, God.
That's a sheep.
Deer. I think it's going to be deer pussy. We've been all talking about it.
Is it always look like that, or is that, like, blown out? What has, like, a tail like that?
I think it's a sheep.
I'm going to say deer pussy. I think
it's either deer or sheep.
I agree. I think Shannon's just trying to finish the bit with some deer pussy.
Cow.
Do you all have your guesses in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
It is a pig.
Pig pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense.
Damn, I was one off.
Yeah. Well, what do you got to do? Mm. What do you got to do? All right. What is this story about the Florida cop, Shannon?
Okay. So a bunch of cops were at a stop. And the male cop was being a little bit aggressive with the suspect who is already in custody and in the back of the vehicle. So the female cop was trying to pull him back, and she grabbed the back of his belt. And I'm just going to show you what happens from there.
Didn't we already see pig?
Is there volume?
There's no sound because it's a...
He's going to shoot himself in the leg, right? That's all I can guess is the gun's going to go off.
It's a bunch of cops. So she runs over. She pulls
off. Oh, he chokes her. Yeah.
Oh.
And then slightly off camera, he throws her into the car.
Wow. Back to blue.
Real estate of the week.
So they say that she was the one that did the right thing, because if another officer is being too aggressive, you're supposed to try to stop them.
Uh-huh.
But they have taken him off duty right now. Good. And no disciplinary action for her.
All right. I thought that was going to be a more fun video.
Sorry.
It's all right. This is a fun story. New York middle school student forced to issue apology over racist homework.
Yeah, it's the school. The school.
Sorry.
So I'm going to show this to you. This is, let's see if I can get it bigger. Yeah, okay. You can share this. So this is the Spanish homework. And what they had to do was translate each sentence. And if you look at number 2 and number 10, those are what they have a problem with.
You are Mexican and ugly. And number 10 is you are pretty and American.
You are black and loud.
You are Asian and caused a pandemic. Yeah, I mean, that's like, where does that come down to?
It's well, just... who's the teacher?
David Duke.
Who gave?
I'm assuming it was like, it's probably like some sort of, I don't think the teachers are, this is why you're like one of these idiots who make these teachers feel fucking like they're heroes. That's why I make that teacher cry.
Wait a minute.
Why I make that teacher cry in Lexington, Kentucky? Because
no, I'm saying it's the teacher's fault.
You
dipshit.
Think that the teachers are fucking making up all those homeworks? No, dude. They open up a thing and they go, "Oh, cool. Now we need some homework for the kids for the next 6 months."
That's from like 1970, probably from a workbook from.
Okay,
many
so then
years
it's the
ago.
Teacher's responsibility to not give them that.
I don't
worksheet.
Even think that's what it is. I think
so. I'm saying it's a teacher's fault, dickhead.
I think that what that was somebody that works for whatever company that makes those things was being hilarious. They got one hilarious employee that
right.
was like,
like an Easter egg.
Let me sneak this in.
Like
yeah,
Brad
yeah.
Pitt putting a penis in the film in Fight Club.
Well, there was, there was a news story we talked about recently.
Pabst.
Where the person, wait, what?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Pabst's tweet.
No, not Pabst. No, it was actually it was the news station. They started naming the people that died on the flight, the Malaysian flight.
Oh, something wrong.
And
we too low.
Yeah.
Captain We Too Low said.
Captain, oh fuck no.
The holy fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So though, yeah, but the whole like that is somebody that's hilarious that doesn't really give a fuck about their job. They're like, let me just fucking just be hilarious for the sake of being hilarious.
Right.
So that's what happened there. Is some fucking 22-year-old was like, this could be hilarious. I'm gonna say Mexicans are ugly, and I'm gonna troll people.
But also, it's like, are they wrong?
Out of all the Hispanics, I would say that Mexicans are probably the least attractive. And
they're the most unfortunate.
My niece is Mexican, and she's beautiful in spite of it.
Here's the thing. Most of them are kind of on the unfortunate side, but when you get the hot ones,
Mexicans look like they
have like this. They still have the apocalypto to them.
Yeah.
I used to try to
describe
this.
Some of those apocalyptos are hot.
Back in the day, I used to try to describe this in my act, and it would never do well because it was just pure racism. Mm-hmm. But I would say how like old Mexican people look like they're made of like wood. You know,
what?
Like they look like the Indian statue in front.
Yeah,
of
when you leave
shop.
Them in the sun for a few decades.
Yeah, dude, they're just like.
No, I get you what you mean. They look like cigar store Indians.
Yeah, cigar store Indians. Mm-hmm. That's what they look like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that never, I can never really get that off. People are like, what? Like,
but they, yeah, look. Ooh. But of all Hispanics.
But you're talking about the hottest Mexican of all time, Shannon. Yes.
Yeah.
Now pull up an old Mexican lady that looks like a wooden statue. Good. Old Mexican lady.
They may be, some of them may be unfortunate looking, but they are the best. Of the Hispanics, I think.
In terms of work and output.
And fun hangs.
Price for the dollar.
Dude,
yes.
You work in a restaurant. They're the best people to hang out with.
Yes. Yeah, see? Look, she looks like she's chiseled of wood.
Aww. Yes.
My abuela.
Yo soy Groot.
Don't you just want to hug her?
Yo soy Groot.
Awesome. That was great.
Yeah.
She looks so cute.
No, Mexicans are the best by far in terms of like.
Totally.
They're the best workers. I'm talking about physically the least appealing out of all. But I also count all the other South American, Central Americans in the Mexican category.
Yeah, what we would call Mexicans.
Yeah.
So, Guatemalans.
Yeah, Guatemalans are probably, if I had to guess, less attractive than Mexicans, but I wouldn't.
What, the race of people that waits for the NJ Transit or like city bus to go by and waits for the smaller bus. that's got like a live chicken on it. Yeah, that's not 25 cents cheaper and makes 85 more stops.
They're not
the ones that stop at soccer fields, like to pick up 55 people.
Puerto Ricans are hot, just like across the board. Like the dudes, the women, Dominicans are just like good looking people. You know what I'm saying?
You been to my neighborhood,
Doug? You know Puerto Ricans are good looking people. It's a good looking people.
Hispanic people in general.
No, not Guatemalans. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. This is the point that
or
I'm making.
Or Hondurans.
Right.
Right. But they don't make up the majority of Hispanic people.
Pull up a Honduran.
I'm saying you're going to find more hot Spanish people than you are a group of American people.
No.
Yes.
No.
In this room.
I think it's kind of like yeah, there's
Shannon, stop
exotic.
Pulling up
it's,
the most gorgeous Hondurans in the world. And they're not even that hot. If these women were white or Puerto Rican, you'd be like, okay, they're okay. But yes, they're perfect for Hondurans.
Take a walk on a 6 train uptown. You're going to find hotter people than on an A downtown. Tell you that much.
Can we see the average Honduran, Shannon, not good-looking Hondurans? Because I know that's what you're doing. Trying to make me look stupid.
Type in sugarcane field.
That better?
That's the average Honduran.
Type in average American. You're going to find an average-looking dumpy person. Yeah.
Those people are American, too. You mean white people.
What was that article that you about smoking that I saw you in? Is that a new article?
Oh, the New York Times?
Is that new?
No, the first slide was Photoshopped.
Oh, that's not you?
Yeah, no, that was me. Somebody Photoshopped me in the article about smoking. Because there was an article in the New York Times about how smoking is making a comeback.
Oh, but you weren't the person in front of the Comedy Cellar smoking.
That was me, yes.
Fuckface.
That picture was real.
Fuckface. The caption underneath it wasn't, though.
No, that picture, the whole thing
I know the picture's real. What about the caption underneath it?
The photo and caption are Photoshopped.
Okay. Mustachio.
Go to the next slide, Shannon.
I know.
That's the real one.
Okay, I see. I hate you so much. I hate him. So nobody cares about you smoking.
No, the joke was I smoke more than anyone else, and they should have included me in the article instead of a bunch of fucking dummies from Brooklyn.
We're done. I hate you.
I love you.
Guys, thank you for watching today's Real Ass Podcast.
Yes.
It has been a fun one. Thank you very much, Josh Adam Myers. Thank you so much, Ian Finance. We will be back on Monday. No, I won't be back. I'll be in Jamaica. Zach's taking
be in
over
Jamaica,
for the week.
Fucking Dolphins, man.
Zach shows all week, and then we're doing a best of on Friday.
Dude, it's going to be the week of Zach.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, Zach can do whatever he wants with the show. I don't care.
Yes.
I don't even care. We're going to see what happens. Zach, you have anything fun planned?
No, we're going to do mushrooms and listen to all of King Crimson, Night of the Crimson King.
Really?
No.
Oh, goodbye.
Dude, I'm going to come in. It's going to be a bye guy week.
Oh, no. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
That's all, folks.